start your day, they tear away, wish Murray Wilson.
Yeah,
Elias Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. The pasuk in this week's parasha in Kedoshim, it says, Ish imoy v'ov tiro v'esh habsosay tishmoyru ani Hashem elokeichem. Each person shall revere his mother and his father, shall keep my shabbosim, ani Hashem elokeichem. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, at the beginning of the parasha, he says a beautiful thing, a very important message. He says that at the beginning of the pasuk, it's Ish in the singular. Ish imoy v'oviv. Then it says, Tiro'u, you shall fear, in the plural. So why does it switch from the singular to the plural? He says, one of the answers, that when an individual shows moira, reverence, for his parents, he's not the only one who will be giving respect to parents. What does that mean? That his children will see how he is mechabed, how he has moira for his parents, so in turn, his own children will see, and by example, they will also end up having moira and covered for you, for their parents. When a child sees how his father has moira, has covered for his parents, he sees how his zeda is respected in such an amazing way. That is the greatest lesson in Kibud Av V'Aim. Children, more than preaching to them, actually being a role model for them is so much more powerful. To see how you interact, how you treat your parents with respect and moira, that is the greatest lesson to them. Yet, children do not practice what parents preach, but rather they imitate how their parents behave. Rav Shimshon for Hirsch, he says a very nice idea. He says that Moira is not a fear of. It's not a fear of parents. It's a fear or reverence. Reverence is a better word. A reverence for parents. That means even when we're not in their presence, we're thinking about what we can do for them. We have them on our mind, we're aware of them, and we're thinking about anything we can do in order that we should have a moira for them, in order that we can enhance their lives. We see from the Gemara, from the Mefarshim, that the mitzvah of moira for parents, it's not just a physical expression, what we're doing for them. Moira is a ruchnis dikazach. It's a godly expression. How Rav Yosef in the Gemara says, when he would go to greet his mother, he said, I'm going to be mekabel pnei Hashchina. It's got a spiritual dimension, this mitzvah of Moira, even more than kavod. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Amud Beis, says, Shloisha shutvim ba'adam. There are three partners in a person. You've got the mother and the father, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This means that the contribution, that chelek of a mother and a father is equated, so to speak, with the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues. We'll have a look at this Gemara. Bezman she'odom mechabed es aviv es imoy, omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ale ani aleihem ki'ilu darti b'neihem v'chibduni. The Gemara says, when a person is mechabed his mother and his father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I consider it as if I lived amongst you. As if I lived amongst you and you were mechabed me. The Marashah on that Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how a child, children are mechabed their parents, he says that the letters, the Yud and the He, that he put into the Ish and the Isha, we're all familiar with that Gemara from Sota, yeah? Ish v'Isha, Shalom b'neihem, Shechina b'neihem, yeah? That Yud and the He that I put into their name when they got married, when he sees that the children on mechabed them. That the children have moira for them, he says, Yafe Asisi. I did a good job. The names, the letters that I invested, the name that I invested into the Ish V'Isha, it was a good thing, that which I did. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Reish Yud Aleph, he's got a beautiful description of how we must relate to our parents. He says, "Shitzivon liro me'avaim, we should fear our father and mother, for shisnai gemahim k'minag mishiyori mimenu shi'anishu k'moy hamelech. We should relate to them in the same way that a person relates how he acts towards a king, somebody who can punish him. Not that the parents necessarily will punish the child, but you should relate to your parents in the same way a person has a moira for a king. So he compares moira and kavod for parents to how we act towards a king or a queen. We all know the well-known story, the famous story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He was once traveling on a plane, and his son, Rabbi Avraham, and a granddaughter were accompanying him. So he was sitting next to one of the labor heads, his stadrut, of Eretz Yisrael. And throughout the journey, Rabbi Avraham and his granddaughter, who weren't sitting next to him, they were coming over, attending to his needs, asking him, is everything okay? Can we do anything? Do you need any food, any drink? So all the while he was chatting, Rabbi Yaakov was chatting with his neighbor. They were talking about difficult passages in Tanakh, in the Bible. Rabbi Yaakov was a big baki in Tanakh, in Dikduk, as you can see from his sefer, as well as being a great Rosh Hashiva. So this histadrut official, he said, I don't understand, I don't get it. How is it that your family, your son, your granddaughter, have such respect for you? I rarely see my children. And when I do, they don't really bother with me very much. They don't really care for me. They don't care about me very much. What is it? So Rabbi Akiva said, if you don't mind me saying, it's really quite simple. You see, you who believes in random evolution, every successive generation is more developed, is more civilized, further away from being a monkey. So there's no reason to honor the parents. On the contrary, the children are more refined. But with us, my children, grandchildren, they look up to the earlier generations because I'm one generation closer to Sinai, to the revelation on Hasinai, Mount Sinai. That's what he said. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he explains that at least on the surface, he says that the mitzvah of kibud avaim, moira avaim, is a mitzvah sichlis. It's a rational, common sense mitzvah that all civilizations, all cultures engage in this. That was true at the time that the Aruch HaShulchan wrote his sefer. I think it's just about still true today. It's muskum in the eyes of the world. You have respect for your parents. Otherwise, just life would be chaotic. We understand, we respect our elders. He says this is why in the Dibros Acharonos, the Torah adds in a few words. You should honor your parents. Kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha. As Hashem, your God, commanded you. Kasher tzivcha. In the Luchos Rishonos, it doesn't say kasher tzivcha. Why is that? Because in the Luchos Rishonos, we were on such a high madrega. We were like Malachim. We didn't need to be told Kasher Tzivcha to do it because Hashem says, not because it makes sense, it's rational. Yeah, that's what everybody else does. We didn't need to be told that. However, after the Chet HaEgel, we had descended from that high madrega. That's why Hashem had to say Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Do it. Not just because it makes sense, not just because everybody else does it. Do it kasher tzivcha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it is the right thing to do. When we're mechabed our parents, in a way, we are mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the Mefarshim, they discuss why there's no bracha for this mitzvah. There are different mahalchim. The Steich Hamed, he says that we really never know that we've done the mitzvah in its totality, b'shleimus, because it is such a tremendous, such an awesome mitzvah, we never really know that we've done the mitzvah to its completion. That's one mahalach. But the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, to continue what we were saying, that on the outside, externally, this mitzvah looks like a mitzvah that any other nation, any other civilization would engage in. Therefore, we can't say, Asher kidishonu mitzvah yisav v'tzivonu. Because on the outside, at least, everybody does this. Of course, when we do this mitzvah, it is b'machshava, believe, the way we do it is on a deeper level, in a much more meaningful, in a much more profound way, understanding it's because I call it Shborch, Kasher, Tzivcha, Shem Elokecha. But on the outside, it is something that everybody does, so therefore we can't say Asher Gidshon Vitzav Tzivonu. The Ksav Sofer, talking about Moira Avaim, he says it in this week's Sedra, also in B'Shalach, he says, why does it say Kasher Tzivcha Shem Elokecha in the Luchos Acharonis? He says that Rashi, on that posuk in Vayeschanan, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, says, respect your parents, as Hashem commanded, b'moro. That's what Rashi says. As Hashem commanded you, where do we receive the first mitzvah of Kibud Avaim? In moro. So the Ksav Sofer asks, why does Rashi need to tell us that fulfill the mitzvah, as Hashem commanded us, in moro? Does it really matter? Who cares where it was? It was in moro. So he says, because we have to think back. Fulfill the mitzvah in the same way that we were making the mitzvah in Mora, in the Midbar, where we didn't really need our parents. It was altruistic. We didn't need our parents to iron our clothes, to wash them, to give us breakfast, lunch, and supper. We had everything on a plate. Do the mitzvah, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, in the same way that you did it in Mora. It wasn't for Amnos to cover pros to get anything out of it. I won't get a lift if I'm going to be cheeky to my parents. Do it in the same way that we did it in the Midbar, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, only because Hashem commanded you. And that's how we should always be Makai in the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, a Moira of Avaim. He says also, that's why, in this week's Sedra, it says Ish Imoiv Avitoro. It says Ish. Why does it say Ish? Because even when a person has grown up, he's older, he's an ish, and you may not need your parents to the same extent. You're grown up, you're physically independent, financially independent, you don't need their assistance, you may think. Afil hachi, ish im over avatiro. Kibud Avaim, Moira Avaim is not a mitzvah just for children. It's a child's mitzvah, chas v'shalom. Ish, even when you're older, make sure you always remember the importance of Kibud Avaim, Moira Avaim. Let's have a look at the drasha from Kiddushin that Rashi brings right at the beginning of Kiddushin. Ish imoiv avitiro. So Rashi is troubled. Why does it start with ish, as we said, in a singular, but then it says tiro. So Rashi says, "Kol echa mikem tiro aviv v'imoy." Each person should fear imoy v'aviv. That's why it switches from the singular ish to tiro. Switches from the ish to tiro. Okay. Umidrashai. The Medrash says, it's also Gemara in Kiddushin. Eli ela ish. I only know a man. Ish uminayin. How do I know a woman also has a mitzvah of moira? When it says tira'u, hari kan shnayim, there you have two. You've got the plural. A man and a woman. Ish v'isha. Im kei lomanema ish. Why then does it say ish? Why does it say ish then if it's both of them? Ish sibik biyodil asas of isha v'shuzachirim aleha. Because a man, he can always do the mitzvah of moira. But a woman, when she is married, she's got the reshus of her husband over her. Okay. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, and it's Paskin and Yerodeh, Reish Mem. Turn up on Ezu Moira. What is Moira? Lo Omid Bim Koimoi, not to stand in his place, in parents' place, Lo Yishu Bim Koimoi, not to sit in their place, Lo Yisoy says Dvorov, not to contradict them, Lo Machrioi, not even to agree with them, not to validate them. So there's a famous Makna I'd like to share with you in Kiddushin. It says the same in the Ponim Yofa, it's La Torah. The Gur Arya has a similar Mahalach. It's a very important aside in Moira of Va'im. What would you say about if a parent tells a child to do something for them, it's not covered, it's not to clothe them, to take them out, to feed them, it's not Lo Yishibim Koimo, Lo Yisoses Dvorov, yeah, not contradicting them. A parent says, I want you to brush your teeth every day. I want you to make sure you go to bed before 12 o'clock. Or this was more noig when I was in yeshiva. A parent tells a son, I don't want you to go on the bus in Yerushalayim. Yeah. I'm concerned for your safety. Don't go on the bus. So, do you need to listen to your parents if they tell you to do something like that? Well, it's not the negative, the sheval tasa of not contradicting, not sitting in their place. There's no personal hana to the parent. So the Gemara says, Lo Yishibim Koimoi, Lo Yisoy says to Estevan. So the Makna says that if a parent tells you to do something, you do have to listen, because that's Nichlal in Lo Yisoy says Estevarov. You're contradicting them. You're not listening to them. That is in itself the greater steerer to their wishes. Okay, so the Makna says that is Bichla Moira. It's equivalent to being Soysa Estevarov. He brings a few rayas. He says that in Reish Mem, Simon Chofhei, it's a Marik, he says that if a father tells a child, I don't want you to marry a particular girl. The son wants to marry somebody, and the father is a moicha. He doesn't like his choice. So the Marik says that the son doesn't need to listen. So the Makna brings a raya from that. In that case, the son doesn't need to listen. He's allowed to make his own choice. That pertains to him. He's got his own ideas. But in all other cases, the Makna is madaik. A son does have to listen to his parents. The Cholkim, we'll see in a moment, they are madaik that raya faket. That's a binyanav. That's a paradigm to every other case. No, you don't need to. You don't need to listen to a case like that, where there's no personal hana to a parent. You don't need to listen. He says also, it's mucha from the Gemara that Rashi brings, that we just brought. Yeah, ish imo v'ovitiro. Eliel, ish, I only know a man. Ish o minayin, what about a woman? When it says tiro, there you've got the one. Why then does it say ish? Because the man, he can always be mekayimor. But the isha, she's got rishus achirim aleha. So he asks Akasha, he brings a very powerful raya to his yesod. What do you mean? A woman, when she's married, she can't be Mekayim Moira, so therefore she's got this exemption, she's got Rishus Achirim Aleha. If Moira is B'Sheva Atas, don't contradict, don't sit in their place, don't call them by their name, these examples, so what? She's married. Why should that interfere with her performance of Moira? So what? She's married. You can still be Mekayim Moira, if that's what Moira means. So he says, from here we have a raya, that Moira is not only B'Sheva Atasa, it is being Mekayim, the Rotsan, the desires, the wishes of your parents, not contradicting what they want you to do. They tell you to do something, you have to listen. He says, also another ayah that Yaakov left, Yaakov Avinu, when he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz, to find a wife, Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov to go. So why did Yaakov have to listen? There was no hanor to the guf. There's no personal, physical benefit. It wasn't covered. So why did Yaakov have to listen? So again, we have a raya that listening to your parents' wishes, that is included in the mitzvah of Moira. The good area, he says, the same Yesod in a slightly different way. He says, of course, we've got the mitzvah of Kibbud. Of course, we have the mitzvah of Moira. They are separate mitzvahs, Kibbud, positive, Mabisho, Machniso, taking them out, clothing them, etc., giving them to eat. Moira, not contradicting, not sitting in their place, standing in their place, etc. But we do have certain actions that will combine Kibbud and Moira, as we are saying, in this case where a parent tells a child to do something and a child doesn't listen, that child is not only over on Kibbud, he's also over on Moira. That's what the Gaharia says. However, this Mahalach of the Makna and the Gaharia is not universal. There are Cholkim. So the Torah Tamima, he wants to say that really, the Patur for a married woman, from Moira, it is not really from Moira. This Patur for a married woman is only from Kibbud. Because from Kibbud, that's where her priorities, her responsibilities to her husband, will get in the way of being Mechabed her father. She's not available the whole time. She can't go out to take him out the whole time. She's not readily available to cook for him. Kibbud, she has a patur, she has an exemption from. But Moira, no. She doesn't have any patur from. But what about the posuk that Rashi, the Gemara, brings? That posuk, it's written by Moira, ish imo v'avatiro, yeah, any ela ish, ish v'nat, yeah? But really, it's referring to Kibbud. The mitzvahs, Kibbud and Moira, they're interchangeable. So the Gemara is really borrowing the posuk from Kibbud, from Moira, yeah, and applying it to Kibbud. But really, the exemption is only for Kibbud. It's not for Moira. The Gemara is only borrowing the posuk from Moira and applying it to Kibbud. This Torah Tamima is very shver. The Tzitz Eliezer points out, because the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamrim, he says explicitly that Kibbud and Moira applies equally both to men and women, but a nesua, a married woman, a woman, as soon as she is married, she is potter, not only from Kibbud, but also from Moira. The Rambam says Mefurosh. Rabbeinu HaGadol, the Rambam, so how can the Torah Tamima just ignore the Rambam? The Mizrahi, however, he is Choylek, and he can be Choylek, and he wants to say that this drosha is really only for Kibbud. Why then is the Gemara bringing it with Moira? He says because, as Shas very often does, the Meino Einin Lakan, Tneul Einin Acher. If it doesn't apply over here, because it can't apply to Moira, because there's no reason why a woman can't be Mekayim Moira when she's married. So therefore, apply it to Kibbud. So this drosha that the Gemara makes is really only to Kibbud, because it's only with Kibbud that a woman is exempt from when she is married, because that Kibbud would, that she needs to have, the responsibility for her husband would get in the way of her kibbud for her parents. The husband says not to be mechabed the parents. I don't think she needs to listen. The husband says not to be mechabed. No, that's what the Mizrahi is saying. The Mizrahi is saying that she's potter. That's what the Mizrahi is saying. She is potter. Because from kibbutz, she is potter. Because her responsibility is to her husband. The Makna would say no. The Makna would say, it's not only kibbutz, but also Moira. Okay. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem, Sif Yud Ches, the Sefer, the base David, is Medayat like this. It also seems that the patur for a married woman is only for kibbud and not moira. If we have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mahalach or the Mizrahi, and not like the Makna and the Gur Arya. So we have Lechoira, a Mefurash Araya in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mizrahi, that the exemption for a married woman is only from kibbud. Like we were saying, not from Moira. The Mechaber says, Echad o'ish v'echad o'ish ha'shovim mechvoida v'moira. Both a man and a woman are equal with kibbud and Moira. Shel av v'eim. Ela sho'ish ha'eim b'yod alasos. Only a woman, she can't always do the kibbud and the Moira. She meshubedes labala, because her priority is for her husband. Lefichach he patura mikibud av v'eim b'oid anusua. Therefore, she is potter only from kibbud. She doesn't need to take out the father and the mother or make food whenever they want if the husband objects. She is potter from kibbud av v'eim. So over here, the Mechaber says mefurash, it would seem, like the Mizrahi and not like the Makna, because the Mechaber doesn't say she is potter also from Moira. It's only from kibbutz. So, just to round up. So it comes out, according to the Mizrahi and Lechora, like how we're Madaic in the Mechaber, there is no exemption for a married woman from Moira. It's only from kibbutz, because there is no reason to patter her from Moira. So therefore, even when a woman is married, there's no reason why she can't be Mekayim Moira, not to contradict her parents, not to sit in their place, not to call them by their name. Any of these maisim, these shevatasas, these passive, negative things not to do, not to argue with them. According to them, Moira is Moira, and therefore it's only the positive mitzvah of kibbud we patter a nusua from. However, what do we do with the Rambam? There is a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs that counts the mitzvah of Moira as a mitzvah saseh. So according to the Mizrahi, that it's a negative, it's a passive b'sheva ta'asa, why does the Rambam list this mitzvah as a mitzvah saseh? He categorizes it as a mitzvah saseh. So what do we say? So perhaps we can answer this Rambam by saying it's not shver. That according to them, according to the Mizrahi, we are mekayin the mitzvah through sheval tasa, by not doing things. However, the mitzvah of Moira, whenever we mekayin a mitzvah of Moira, not arguing with our parents, not sitting in their place, not doing anything to infringe, to interfere with the way that we treat them, like a king or a queen, that is an expression of the positive mitzvah of ish imoy v'oviti ra'u, of the mitzvah saseh of Moira for our parents.
When
Yeah.
Even if a husband wants his wife to do something or not to do something, it's not straightforward.
Of course, you have to ask a shayla in each case. Of course. So both according to the Makna, and even according to the Makna and the Maharal, the Gur Arya, and even according to the Mizrahi, so whether married women are only potter from kibbud or also Moira, whether we are saying that Moira is only a passive action not to infringe their Moira. Or it's also Bekumvase. It's also when they tell you, go to bed earlier, make sure you look after yourself, don't go on the buses, whatever it is. These actions are positive actions. And we see the tremendous acharias and the privilege that we have to treat our parents with Moira as a chelek elukam imal, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, that when we have Moira for them, we are also having Moira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time.
COVID. Okay, looking forward to seeing you all.